And now more dogs. Dogs playing poker. You know that painting. Four dogs sitting around a table, one of them bluffing. It's called Looks Like Four of a Kind, and it and another one just sold at a New York City auction yesterday for nearly $600,000. Joining me to talk about this is Terry Cavell. She's an antiques appraiser, and welcome to the program.
Hi, nice to be here.
Now, these paintings don't exactly get art critics, forgive the pun, drooling, but they're stalwarts in popular culture ever since they were created in the early 20th century. So what's so remarkable about these dogs?
Well, the dogs are icons. Everybody remembers seeing one of these, and these were part of a series. The artist Cassius Marcellus Coolidge, isn't that a great name, started doing anthropomorphic animals and vegetables and whatnot in the 1880s. But these are the most famous. It's a set of 16 that were done for calendars, and they were everywhere.
Well, as a professional, do you think they're worth nearly $600,000?
Something is worth what's paid for it, and there was an underbidder on this. So at least two people thought so. I can understand it. There's some poker player out there who's just thrilled he's going to have these two pictures hanging on a wall. As I said, it's an icon. It's like Norman Rockwell paintings. People ignored totally for a great long time, and now they're very popular and very expensive.
Well, I mean, you could say that the Norman Rockwell paintings are real art. Would you call this real art?
What is real art changes from day to day. The art that was, or the paintings, or whatever you want to call them, because he was really an advertising illustrator, the work that Coolidge did went out of style by the 1920s, and he couldn't sell it to anybody.
So we've seen these dogs everywhere. Does that mean that these paintings of these poker dogs, does that mean that they're worth more or less because there are so many reproductions of them out there?
I think the publicity made the painting. I think if this had been an unknown painting by an artist of as little information as Coolidge had up until recently, they would have gone at the estimate that the auction house put on it, which was about $30,000 to $40,000, because they're nice paintings. But the fact that they are the dogs playing poker that everybody saw is what made the difference.
And then does the new owner have the rights to the reproduction?
That's a very good question. Brown and Bigelow, who bought the original pictures, actually leased the rights for 1 year for $250. But they also copyrighted the lithographed print plates that they used, and they made dozens and dozens of copies, which were not leased. And Coolidge was not happy, and he sued, and he didn't get anywhere on it. But they're old enough that I think, well, you'd have to check with a lawyer, but I suspect that you would have the right to reproduce them, unless someone has registered these pictures since the original time in 1970, and, you know, around 1917, they were copyrighted.
Terry Cavell is the co-author of the Cavell's Antiques and Collectibles Price List. And Terry Cavell, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.